Welcome back to another episode of the Who You Know Show podcast, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. My name is Trevor Houston, and on this show, you'll learn the strategy, grit, and mindset it takes to overcome obstacles so you can level up in your career, recover your cash flow, and live the life of purpose that God intended for you. Don't forget to look at the mic drop moments timestamped in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to pay it forward, subscribe, and leave an honest review so we can improve. Thanks for listening. My name is Trevor Houston, and please enjoy this episode of the Who You Know Show.
We're back, and we've got the Dr. Jeremy Gardner, who's the founder of Career Propulsion, helping job seekers to land their dream job using storytelling and unconventional marketing. I'm excited you're here with us because you talk about something called the 90-30-10 method, and I want to know what the heck that is. Tell me what that is.
So, as you know, finding a job is about who you know, not what you know, right?
Right.
That's the name of the game here. So I found that people are being told to network, but they never receive that map, that guideline on how to do that effectively. So the 90-30-10, it's a very simple roadmap that is basically teaching you how to network and how to connect with people easily so that you can just find that job and then that next interview. And the key, by the way, is really to connect using video messaging. Not text messages, video messaging. That's the future. That's where everything goes.
That is that.
Nice, nice. Okay. So I love that. First of all, kudos to you because so many people, you talk about networking, but look, if your job wasn't in professional sales or an entrepreneur or a business owner or something like that, you probably weren't networking in your previous life when you were working at IT or whatever. And so then they tell you all of a sudden you got to network to get a job.
Right,
you're like,
yeah.
What does that even mean? How do I do that? So you're teaching them the roadmap through your 90-30-10 method. Explain the numbers though, 90-30-10, because that doesn't equal 100. I'm like, what does that mean? 90-30-10.
90-30-10, it means that you want to find two people who will refer you to a job.
Okay.
In order to get an interview. To find those two people, you want to speak with at least 10 people.
Ah, okay.
To speak with 10 people, all you need is to send 30 video messages. Not text messages, video messages.
Okay.
And to find 30 people who are qualified to refer you from the beginning, you want to send 90 connection requests that are not personalized. So like that, you got a system in place in less than a week. You just find someone to refer you at any company, even if you have zero network to start from.
Okay. I want to dive into this because I really like this. Okay. So 90 connection requests that are not personalized.
Not personalized.
Okay, let's dive into that. I want to hear the logic and why that.
Yeah.
Why is that effective? Method?
Because it takes time to personalize a connection request, and you don't know right away who will be willing to help you, who is going to be on your corner, and who is willing to assist others. So I'm saying, yes, when you want to speak with someone, take the time to personalize, but do it right. So at the very beginning, just send those connection requests, and a third of those people are going to accept it anyway. So 90 connection requests take you 7 minutes, no more than that.
You know what I like about this conversation is it goes against what a lot of people think or what you hear. That's why you know,
definitely,
unconventional marketing, like what you're talking about, unconventional marketing. And what's interesting is I've done both ways.
Okay.
I've done it with just connect. Like I'm a LinkedIn expert. I train LinkedIn. So I try to push the envelope all the time. I've done the connect and I've seen those results and they actually shockingly are pretty good results. People will still connect with you.
Yeah,
and I've also done that. Let me send a personalized message to every single person, right? So I've done that side. And I have found that I will get less that will actually connect with me sometimes. I guess it just depends on the day, but it doesn't always work that if you put a personalized message. I would say that if you're going to send a personalized message, you need to add commonality in it so that when they read it, it has some kind of hook to get them to accept. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly why you send those 90 connection requests. A third of the people are going to accept your request. And then you send a personalized video message.
Then
I see. Here's what I'm getting. And I like, again, this is perfect in the context of our audience and everything.
Yep.
Because we've had a lot of times where people say, don't accept requests. Don't send without a message of where we've met. But at the same time, LinkedIn as a networking platform is there to do what? Is it there to meet people that you already know? Or is it also there to meet people you might want to know?
100%. I agree with that. 100%. Yeah, it's a networking platform. So it's not just, it is not Facebook. Okay, I want to let you know right now.
No, Facebook
is your mom and your dad and your kids and the people that you're close with and like your inner circle, right? That's Facebook. Okay. LinkedIn is a professional network. It is the outer circle. It's the people I want to get to know.
Yeah.
And in this context, it's not just blind, like I'm connected with everybody, but there is a purpose. So it's a hybrid, right? Love that.
Yeah. And guys, remember, we have so much technology now. And so the stuff we talk about on this show all the time, water travels a path of least resistance. Is that right. always what you want to do? This just a consideration.
Okay. You also have before I go to your course, what is the response rate when people do this, your 90-30-10 method? What typically are you finding when they do that? What's the response rate? Like how many are they accepting the requests? And then with that personalized video message, y'all hear him say video, right? I teach that. Then what?
So when you send a text message, which is what everyone is teaching, just send a text message. When you send a text message, the response rate is about 15%. When you send a video message, the response rate is above 50%.
50%. Yep.
Yeah. So the response, like no one receives video messages that are personalized. And by doing so, I connect with VPs, with CEOs, with just anyone I want because no one is, it's your differentiator. And it's all about creating a differentiator when you are looking for a job.
Uh-huh.
We also teach this in our summit to use these personalized videos. And I know from my own personal experience, if you do it, you will receive the problem. Okay. So let's go to the problem. Okay.
Okay.
You've been teaching it. I've been teaching it. Why the heck aren't more job seekers doing it? I want to hear it from your mouth because I know.
Confident, and it's about courage. At the end of the day, you're looking for a job and going after your dream. It's about having the courage of following your passion. And you will face so many rejections along the way until you will land it that you need that inner strength to just push yourself out there and try something new.
Yes.
And it's new. That's what it is. It's new. It's not comfortable. Everything that is new is not comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'm over here literally right now as we speak. We're doing a clubhouse room behind the curtain. So we're multicasting this thing.
Yeah,
the clubhouse.
A lot of people in clubhouse.
And it's new. And so I think there's a lot of fear and anxieties. Oh, what if there's five people in the room? Which shout out to the five people in the room. Kurt, Dylan, Gabriel. Good shout out to those folks. Who cares? At the end of the day, here's what I would like to say to the job seekers. What do you have to lose?
Fail forward.
What do you have to lose? Yep. You're in the black hole. No one's responding to you. You're not getting any messages or responses back, right? The employers are ghosting you, right? You already got the canned email that said, thanks, but no thanks. So what do you have to lose by doing this? So there is no failure. The only failure is you not doing it.
Right.
That is definitely a failure.
That's the only failure.
That's the only failure.
Period.
So career propulsion, like, can you tell us about the platform, your platform?
Yeah, so my platform, it's a 5 weeks training, really, that is teaching people the tools and techniques in order to land a job in 5 weeks. So we got results. I'm a data person. I'm collecting data about each person that I'm helping. And it's all about tracking and optimizing the process. And at the end of the day, that 5 weeks training is just about getting the right tools, because people are being taught today to apply it online, to apply online, Everyone knows is not the way to go. So it's a community. It's just people helping each other. It's just having a better way to land that next job.
I love it. I love what you're doing. I love what you're teaching. It's right in line with what we talk about a lot. So I know our audience can connect with this. I know they can relate to it. What's that?
They're doing it anyway.
Yeah, some of them are.
Yep. Some.
Let's talk about that 90, some. 30, 10. Because I'll teach 90 and then 30 will be inspired and only 10 will do. But the 10 get results.
Yeah.
The 10 are the Josh Ferris's that call me that gets a job.
They're doing stuff.
The 10, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, it's what do I have to do to get you to understand that this stuff works? And if you're beating your head against the wall, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. What? So if that's where you're at right now, if you're going in circles over and over again and it's not working for you, let's try it. Let's go.
It's like Todd Sonnemeyer said, you got to go all in. You got to sell out and be all in.
And maybe that's not the answer for you, okay? Maybe that's not it, but you know what it is. You know what's holding you back. You know what it is, whether it's your resume, whether it's the videos that we're talking about, you know what it is. And so you need to dive in and you need to get it fixed. And we need to take action is all I'm saying. Okay.
There is a key here when you speak with those 10 people in order to convince them to refer you.
Uh-huh.
And that's a shift in mindset that most people do not have at the beginning of that search. You have to make it about them.
I agree.
You cannot make it about yourself looking for a job. You have to just be there to learn about them, about their experience, about their story.
Yes, sir.
And only then you will be able to create a relationship where they will offer to help you.
Love it. Relationships are key word. What's the best way for our audience to reach you? Do you have a website or something like that that you'd like us to plug?
So I have a website, careerpropulsion.com.
Okay.
You can find it on my LinkedIn profile. It's the way it's spelled. It's careerpropulsion.com, everything attached. And if you go to the course right now, the price of the course is $697. But anyone coming from the show and using the coupon, who you know, will get a $400 discount.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Dr. Girl.
I appreciate that. He's giving money out. He's like giving out them dollar bills, y'all.
Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us, man. That's awesome. I love what you're doing. And
That's
you're
awesome.
Making an impact. So.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Some ideas for some of the groups that I facilitate, Doctor. We're going to be talking, you and I, because you made me think, because I was on the other side of that thing. I have been on the other side of that thing for many reasons, but you made me think. I like that.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.